Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Bly is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Robert W. Bly is here. He's one of the world's top freelance copywriters. He's the author of so many books. Actually, I can't even carry some of them because they're not even in print. They're e-books, but his new book, which is really a great new book, is called Don't Wear a Cowboy Hat Unless You Are a Cowboy, and Other Grumblings from a Cranky Curmudgeon. He's like me. He's proud of his curmudgeonness, and he's our good friend, Bob Bly. Welcome back.
Thanks. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. You know, Bob, when I was growing up learning how to sell, my mentors used the ABC thing on me. They said, always be closing. And they taught me how to do that. They taught me how to think about it, and they taught me the tools of closing and how to close a customer without closing them for the sale. You know, there's a lot of different things that you can do to move a customer along, to make them move a little bit farther down the path toward doing business with you without saying, will you take the order? Will you buy from me? And so we learned about ABC. But you're talking now about something you call ABM. Tell us what that means.
That means always be marketing. And the biggest problem, or one of the biggest problems I see for small businesses regarding marketing, is that they do the following. They do a lot of marketing to get business, and then they get busy, they get orders, mm-hmm. they get projects, and they say, I don't need to do any marketing, I'm successful.
Well, it may not even be that, it may be that they're saying, I'm so busy doing the work, I don't have time to market.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm so busy, yeah. I don't need more work. So they stop, they cut it off, and they do the projects they have, and it takes 2 or 3 or 4 months, and then they finish the last one and look around, oh, my God, there's no one waiting in line.
That's exactly what happened to me 25 years ago when I had my consulting business. I'd get busy, and I'd go out, and I'd gin up a bunch of work, and I'd do the work, and I'd be so proud of myself, and then I'd turn in the last project, and I'd say, wait a minute, where's the business?
So then what they do is they say, oh, my God, I have no business, so they start up their marketing. But unfortunately, for most of us, especially in B2B, our marketing doesn't get results the next day.
Right.
It takes a month to close, or there's a sales cycle of
maybe
2 months.
Maybe longer. Yeah.
Or 4 months, or sometimes 8 months.
In the meantime, baby needs new shoes, right?
They're starving. So that's what we call the crisis lull, crisis rhythm of small business.
Mm-hmm.
When you to fix that or prevent it from ever happening, you have to ABM, always be marketing. You should market, and the rule is you should market continually, even when, and this is the important part, even when you don't need the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the base principle. There's a
so it's got to be a discipline, doesn't it? It's got to be part of your discipline.
It's got to be a discipline. And the other mistake related to that is one reason that people stop marketing, they figure out, well, if I do this much marketing, I'll get the 40 leads I get, and based on my closing rate, I'll get the 7 clients, and that's what I need. So I'll do enough marketing to generate those 7 clients that I can handle.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mistake. I actually say you should always be marketing, and you should do a level of marketing that generates twice the number of opportunities.
Right.
Or leads you need, not the exact amount, but twice. And people will say to me, Bob, you say you're always marketing. If you're so busy and successful as you claim, why are you marketing? I said, I don't market to get business. I market to have a choice.
Right. And here's another thing, Bob. What did you call it, that lull? How did you say
crisis,
that again?
Crisis,
lull, crisis. Exactly. All right. So when you're in that kind of a cycle, because part of that cycle is desperation. You never get a chance to raise your rates. But if you do what you're talking about, you're always marketing, you're pretty much consistently staying busy. Now you have the beauty of having more business than you can do, and you can start saying, okay, if I raise my rates, some of these people will go away, And now I can work for just the people who are willing to pay me this higher rate, and I won't have to work so hard, but I'll make as much money.
When you have only enough prospects to pay the bills, and you want to charge Joe $1,000, and Joe says $10, you fret, how can I negotiate a fee with Joe? But if you have if you have more people wanting your product or service than you can handle, you say to Joe, no, my rate's $1,000, and if not, goodbye, I'll take the next person in line.
Yeah. And folks, your job as the CEO of your company is to maximize not only the revenue, but the gross profit margin of that business, and to raise your margins as often as you can. Everybody, it's the job of the leader of every organization, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the core functions of business. You know, mm-hmm. Peter Drucker said the function of business was to create a customer.
Right. If you talk to the managers of multifamily housing, they'll tell you that if they're 100% occupied, they've made a mistake. Because that means that they're not charging enough rent. They want to be 94, 95, 96% occupied, because that tells them that their rates are at the right level, at the right price.
Yeah, if you're quoting a certain price range for your product or service and everyone snaps it up without argument, you may be charging too little.
Mm-hmm. That's how you test what the market will bear, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's a good way of testing what the market will bear. I still do that today, don't you?
I always charge close to what the market will bear. There was a pricing guy named George Dawson decades ago who said your price, and I can go into the reason if you want, he said your price should be in the middle of the top third of what people are charging.
Yep. Crisis.
He said you shouldn't be in the top 1%, which is maybe the utter outer limit of what the market will bear, because then you make your prospect go through a decision every time they want to hire you.
Right.
You don't want to do that.
Right. But you do want to always be pushing the envelope just a little bit, and if you get good at it, you can push the envelope on pricing without losing a prospect who might. You can engage them in a certain way through your marketing, through your proposal, right, Bob? Where you can engage them and give them an opportunity to come back and tell you that they need a little bit lower number.
Right.
Without
and,
losing them.
That's almost a separate topic, but some people recommend in your proposal giving three options, a middle, a low, and a high.
Yeah.
One guy I know calls it the good, better, best. And when you do that, you find people will almost always take the middle option. Go ahead.
Always be marketing, folks. Bob Bly. And you got a video on this too, don't you?
Yeah, if you go to the Bob Bly YouTube channel, you can watch my video on Always Be Marketing.
It's good, folks. I've seen it. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Always Be Marketing Bly. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.